Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's the 25th day of March, 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific time. The Word from the Trenches is hosted by myself, Henry Shively, and by my brother, John D., United States Marine fighting tyranny. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute. If you want to come up on the air and talk with John and myself, it's currently 39 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 41 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And same old, man. I mean, it won't be winter. It's like late fall, and it won't change. I mean, I have another migraine headache today, just fucking screaming. I get the headaches when the seasons are changing, but this guy, we never had winter. It's been like late fall, just fucking stayed this whole goddamn, what should have been the winter. So if I'm a little off today, I apologize, but that's why. Good afternoon, John. How are things today out there in that hellhole Nazi Jersey? He's not there. Wow, that works good. Alrighty, I guess he's probably fighting to get on his goddamn internet probably. Let's see what we got to start with here. Ninth Circuit rules. Americans have no right to carry guns, either open or concealed. Did you really? We're definitely going to get into this as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
And John D. Good afternoon, John. How are things today out there in that low-life Nazi Jersey you're living in, brother? Yeah, and I know you're on there. You know, I'm not getting you if you're trying.
Okay, how's that, pal?
There you are.
All right. All right, Henry, good afternoon to you and all our listeners. And right now over here in the northeastern seaboard state of Nazi Jersey at about 95 feet above sea level mean, we currently have, what the hell was it? I was looking at it before. It's like 52 degrees, 75% humidity, dark overcast skies. There was a little bit of light drizzle this morning, but that's kind of stopped, and so it's just kind of grayish out there, like my mood. But right now, the biggest thing that's pissing me off is you see the corporations, the businesses that were here in America, made great by America. Man, they're flooding out of here like rats out of a burning ship. You just had Ford, GM, and a couple I forget what other car manufacturer announced that they're going to temporarily lay off workers, Henry, because they can't get computer chips. But you know what? They're going to open up their factories over in Mexico because for some reason they can seem to get computer chips down there.
They also get gunpowder and bullets and all kinds of shit, John.
And you know what they can get, Henry, really cheap? Medication. The same medication over in Mexico costs about 10 times as much up here.
That's made here. And not to mention
it's made here. Yeah.
And not to mention the natural gas pipeline that's been run down there to run their fucking industry. Up here, we're paying $3 a fucking gallon for goddamn propane. And down there, I guarantee you, it's probably about 30 cents a gallon. I mean, you talk about somebody fucking betraying you and fucking you over. These son of a bitch and Zionist Jew fucking infiltrators have fucking done their fucking job, and they've done it well. This is the article I have in front of me, John. Ninth Circuit rules Americans have no right to carry guns, either open or concealed.
Oh, I saw that, Henry. Now, I do believe we call this the March of Communism. Forward, progress. And they're doing it, Henry, because this is... We are war, Henry. You said it yesterday, and we've said it many times before that. But we are a fucking war, and they are declaring, we're going to kill you. We just need to get your firearms away from you first.
Well, they can come and fucking give her a fucking go. Because I do have the goddamn right. I got it right. I'll read it to you again. It's not like you ignorant motherfuckers ain't heard it before. But I will read it to you plain and fucking clear. And this is the fucking law. This is ratified fucking absolute law of we, under the jurisdiction of we the people who are the supreme power in this goddamn country. You motherfucking foreign goddamn Jew cocksucking bastards. A well-regulated militia, comma, being necessary to the security of a free state, comma, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be fucking infringed. This is pure fucking infringement. This is a declaration of fucking war. You bring your fuckers on. You come on and get them. Come on and fucking take our fucking guns and come on. Well, I'll carry my fucking gun where I goddamn well please. You motherfucking low-life communist pieces of shit. Mr. Koch, the man who fucking introduced it. Who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? Congress have no power. See, this is what I was thinking about this earlier. Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. The unlimited power of the sword is not either in the hands of either the federal or state governments, but where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of people. I guess this is why that first fucking Congress had to create the Office of Attorney General and declare that that was the fucking, what the hell am I trying to go here to? The superior jurisdiction. And then in 1791, when the Bill of Rights was passed, that was fucking nixed. And the people were separated from that fucking government who thought they were going to rule us as aristocrats like they are fucking doing right now. It was fucking nixed. We ruled ourselves under the common law that we had fucking created. Now we're going to jump into this son of a bitch. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has issued a ruling. Anyway, this was sent in by a ruler. I mean, by a reader. This is from Becker News. It sounds like a goddamn ruler. Don't laugh at me for that. I told everybody I got a fucking migraine, man. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has issued a ruling stating Americans do not have an inherent right to carry firearms, whether it be concealed or open carry. I just read you this is the fucking law of this fucking land, motherfuckers. This is the ratified fucking law of we the people, ratified by the representatives of we the people. And it was the law before it was ever added as amendments to that phony fucking treasonous constitution that was put together by the fucking aristocrats illegally, unlawfully, because it was supposed to be for the people, but it wasn't the people's representatives that fucking ratified it and fucking brought it into being. It was the goddamn appointees of the fucking aristocrats of the day. And you know what? This fucking Bill of Rights was made to fucking, to curtail the awesome power you tried to give yourself just like you, so you could be our new kings, so that you could be the new lords, the new dukes and new duchesses, and we could be your fucking subjects. We're not your fucking subjects, motherfucker. This is what the fucking law says. A well-regulated militia, comma, being necessary to the security of a free state, comma, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be fucking infringed. That means you will not touch it. Let alone tell us we don't have it. We declared we had it. We declared it after we shot the fucking King of England out of here. And we'll shoot your fucking asses out of here too. And then we qualified it with the ninth article, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights, that is the writing down in the Constitution of certain authorities, and that includes your fucking first Congress and that treasonous fucking George Washington and what they wrote down. Because it's just writing it down, you ain't good at the enumeration, just the writing down of it doesn't fucking make it fucking law. It is a violation of the law. The only way that the supreme jurisdiction could have been handed over to an attorney general, which is another office that you created under that constitution without ratification under the fifth article of the fucking constitution that you had just put in place as the fucking rules. But the enumeration, that is the writing down. When you take your fucking pen, you fucking communist motherfuckers in the Ninth Circuit and see... Wait, we'll get to that in a minute. And you write it down, that is the enumerating. The writing down in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed, that is, shall not be interpreted, as to deny, the writing down in the Constitution of certain rights. Rights defines in law is authorities. That's what our rights are. Our rights are our authorities. And that's the same in the Constitution, but the writing down, the enumeration, the writing down in the Constitution of certain authorities shall not. What part aren't you getting? The shall or not? Be construed, that is interpreted, as to deny or disparage others retained by the people. That would fucking, encompass the second article, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, fucking period. This is war. Now come and fucking let's fight it. Draw your fucking lines and let's step up and do it. You fucking pieces of shit communist motherfuckers. The U.S. Court of Appeals of the Ninth Circuit just ruled that there is no right to carry. And this is written in large fucking letters, people. Well, but fucking that Constitution can be written in little tiny, that Bill of Rights can be written in little tiny fucking letters. It's ratified fucking law. You dirty fucking criminal motherfuckers. You treasonous dog shit eating bastards. You seditious fucking scumbag pedophilic fuckers. Come in and fucking force it. Bring it fucking on, man. Either openly or concealed in public. Fuck you. It's our fucking public. Not fucking yours, you star chamber fucking king dick sucking bitch. This ruling impacts RTC laws, right to carry laws, in Alaska, Hawaii, California, Arizona, Oregon, Washington, and Montana. This was not an NRA case, but we are exploring all options to rectify this. The tweet noted, "Fuck rectifying it. It's against the goddamn law. This is insurrection in your fucking face. This is insurrection against the people and against our fucking absolute fucking authority over the motherfuckers that we gave a little tiny bit of power to do some fucking paperwork for us." You fucking try it. Bring all your fucking mercenaries. Bring every fucking one of them. We'll plant their fucking ass in the ground forthwith. The court ruling handed down on Wednesday could have wide ramifications for lawful gun owners. Lawful gun owners. Every fucking gun owner is a fucking lawful gun owner. You're the unlawful motherfuckers for even suggesting that you have anything to say about it. Because you fucking do not. It was declared openly. It was ratified openly. December 15, 1791. You haven't one fucking thing to say about one of our goddamn rights. You cannot disparage them. You cannot deny them. You cannot fucking touch them. Or we got the right to blow your fucking head right off your shoulders. So give it a fucking go. After careful review of the history of early English and American regulation, what? When I read this, I thought, what the fuck are you talking about? We kicked the shit out of the fucking English. We kicked them out of this country. And when they surrendered, maybe they didn't surrender the charter, though. Now, did they? What the fuck does English fucking law in the colonies have to do with American common law? Nothing. What does it have to do with that Bill of Rights? Fucking nothing. It has no fucking authority in this goddamn country. It's English. It's for the fucking English over in England. This is a fucking United States of America. And we're Americans. I love that. Of early English, what do you mean when we were fucking, when the king thought he could, we were supposed to be subjects and they could tell us what to fucking do? When we weren't the fucking ultimate fucking, jurisdictional authority in this country? Is that what you're talking about, you fucking punk bitch, star chamber ass sucker? American, regulations. Regulations? There are no fucking regulations. Can't you fucking read the law? A well-regulated militia, comma, being necessary to the security of a free state, comma, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, comma, shall not be infringed, period. There's nothing after it. There's nothing before it. That's the fucking law, you son of a bitch. Now come and try and fucking force your tyranny down our throats like that cocksucker King George III did. And you'll get the same fucking treatment that they did. And I'll tell you what, there ain't going to be no peaceful fucking settlement of this shit. There ain't going to be no, you're sitting over at England and sipping your fucking tea and fucking causing us this goddamn misery, trying to fuck with us, watching our, we'll have to watch some of our people die. There's no fucking doubt about it. We're at fucking war. But man, when we're not finishing it here, we're coming over there, we will crush your fucking monarchy. We will crush the fucking English Empire. We will crush every fucking monarchy. And your own fucking people will help us because I think that they figured out that fucking monarchies are fucking horse shit. Pussy you dropped out of, you fucking rotten old cunt. After careful review of the history of English and American regulations of carrying open arms openly in the public square, the NBAC, and I looked at this NBAC, it's E-N, and then it's B-A-N-C, back court. And you know what that is? That's not a panel of judges. That's all the judges of the Ninth Circuit. They got together and they sat down and they fucking decided this, people. All of these corporate fucking judges, unelected by we the people, not representing we the people, star chamber fucking courts representing the corporate aristocracy in this fucking country, the fucking communists, have and sat down and they just said that this is, oh, you don't have no goddamn second article right. You want to fucking bet? That's what they came to Lexington and Concord to tell the people. And they, like I said, they didn't just bring fucking wagons, people, so everybody could come out and put their weapons in there, their fucking artillery, to put their fucking gunpowder in there. They came with a fucking army. This is a declaration of war. When they come, they're coming to fucking fight a battle with you. Be ready to fight. Kill the motherfuckers like the dogs they fucking are. Shoot them out of this fucking country. And once we've got them shot out of this country and we got control of this country back, we're going to England. We're coming after you, you motherfucking old crone bitch. And we're going to go after you too, Mr. Rockefeller. And we're going after you too, Mr. Rothschilds. You're all going to come here and we're going to hang you in the fucking public square. You try and fucking stop us. Because like I've said it before, we will have our finger on the button. And we'll destroy this motherfucking planet before we will become slaves upon it. You better get that through your fucking head. Where were we here? The open carry of firearms, long-standing prohibitions. Where in the hell were we? After careful review of history of England, we did that. That's okay. Okay. Historic scope of the Second Amendment. The court decided the NBAC court. See, it's the first time I ever heard of that. Court held that the Second Amendment does not guarantee an unfettered general right to openly carry arms in public for individual self-defense. Now, fucking man, I just read the law. I mean, I didn't read it. I've got that part fucking memorized. I've said it so many times. But first, let's talk about any authority to fucking touch it. The enumeration, where's your fucking authority to touch it, corporate piece of fucking dog shit? The corporation was created in violation of the Ninth Article. The enumeration of the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed as to deny or disparage others retained by those, others retained by the people. And that's plain and fucking clear. No fucking authority can exist in the fucking Constitution to allow for the disparagement or the denial of our fucking rights. That's plain and simple, and that's fucking law. That is ratified, written fucking law. And it was written by we the people. It was fucking ratified by our elected fucking representatives. And it trumps that fucking constitution. That's what it was put in place for. Is to fucking bind. It was the chains that were to bind these the aristocracy that would have us be ruled as their fucking subjects in their fucking corporate fucking kingdoms. It ain't gonna fucking happen. You ain't gonna fucking do it. The Imbach Court rejected Young's argument that the state law is invalid as a prior restraint because it vests chiefs of police with unbridled discretion. Chiefs of police that can't even exist, people. This is God. No, that this is Blackwater USA. These are private fucking corporations doing, and they are private fucking security firms working for the private goddamn corporations that have taken over our fucking republic. That's why I just now got through listening to goddamn Joe Biden's first fucking address. Democracy, this democracy. Everything was about this democracy. This ain't a fucking democracy. This was a fucking republic. With an emphasis on the rights of the individual. And when that Bill of Rights was put in place, that was telling you that the goddamn people rule this country. No motherfucking politician rules it. When you become a politician, you take a step down. You don't take one up. And the only way you can get up to the level to where you can fucking meet me head on is to come at me through a common law court in your individual capacity. And as you have gotten rid of all the common law courts, you better have a fucking gun in your hand. You think you're gonna take my goddamn rights away from me? You fucking, yeah. You, I'll die for those fucking rights, or kill for those fucking, I'll kill you motherfuckers ad nauseam. As many as I fucking can. As quick as I fucking can. It's my right, it's my fucking duty. I will enforce that second article right that you just tried to tell me I don't fucking have. I will enforce that superior fucking law that you tried to tell me that does not fucking exist. You bunch of fucking thieving, treasonous, motherfucking scumbags. Discretion to determine whether a permit is issued. I don't need your goddamn permission for nothing. Get that through your fucking head. We know who we are. We are individual free sovereign nationals. And we are at complete freedom and liberty to do whatever we fucking please. So long as we're not violating another's right, and the only one that can bring us to fucking answer for violating a right is the person whose rights was violated. You gotta have a victim. And the state, a piece of fucking paper, is just a fucking piece of paper. And in fact, because you are a corporation, you're an unlawful piece of fucking paper. You are operating an unlawful operation. You dirty, fucking, treasonous, dog shit eating bastards. Joining its sister circuits, the in-bank court held that the prior restraint doctrine does not apply to the Second Amendment challenges to firearm licensing laws. Fuck you. Licensing, a fucking right is not something you get permission to fucking exercise. Your right is your right. It's your authority to do whatever you fucking please. A right is fucking not conditional. It's something that belongs to you. I don't need your fucking permission to exercise my fucking rights. It's like breathing. Or like taking a shit. I don't need no one's fucking permission to exercise my goddamn rights. My rights are fucking written down and they're fucking clear. What it is you son of a bitches think that you're gonna take those fucking, you're gonna just fucking tell us our fucking Bill of Rights is null and void. Well, you got goddamn, Lexington and Concord to face, you motherfuckers, and everything that comes after it. Cause you're all gonna fucking die. You're gonna fucking die the death of a fucking dog. You have committed the highest treason that can be committed in this goddamn country. You're a fucking criminal. Every fucking one of you on that Ninth Circuit, you're a fucking criminal. And you fucking know it. You have violated the law of we the people. You have violated the fucking superior authority of we the people. You have fucking threatened us, you cocksuckers. Come on, just like that fucking king did. Bring your fucking shit and let's get this shit done. Once and for fucking all, let's settle it. If you've got what it takes to take our fucking guns away from us, you fucking scum. Dissenting judge, we gotta have a dissenting judge here. Dissent. There ain't no fucking dissent. You guys can't even talk about this shit, and you know it. You have no jurisdictional authority over the fucking Bill of Rights. Otherwise, how could it be the chains that bind you? You think we're fucking stupid? I know you've hidden it. I know you fucking tried to teach kids from the time they were little children about your goddamn fucking, communist bureaucracies. And how, this, somebody has authority over you for this, and somebody has authority over you for that. And you've fucking deliberately fucking buried the fucking right of the people to fucking live free and at liberty to do as they goddamn well please, so long as they're not bothering anybody. You've done everything you can. You're done. Everybody fucking knows. That's why you gotta start doing this shit. Because people are saying, fuck you. The Bill of Rights is goddamn, it's ratified fucking law. You are breaking the fucking law. And in pretending that you have the authority to break that fucking law and operating under a fucking jurisdiction that is forbidden by that fucking law, you are goddamn insurrectionists and your fucking asses are, you're facing the fucking rope. That's what you do when somebody tries to take your fucking country away from you. That's what you do when somebody tries to capture your fucking homeland. You hang their fucking asses. But just like them fuckers out in the street declaring the communist revolution in this country. Open sedition. Oh boy, you pat them on. Fuck you. We're going to see who there's more of, you motherfuckers. You've been running your mouth way too long. You've stepped over the fucking line here. Way over the fucking line. And you're going to fucking, you will die regretting it. Because what you've just done is declared open fucking war on we the people. You want to fucking shoot it out with us? You bought it. Firearm licensing laws. We need no license. We need no permission it ain't right if you need permission, people. Look up the definition of a fucking right and show me where you need somebody's permission to exercise your goddamn right. What this is, they're trying to fucking operate under the 14th fucking amendment. Well, we're going to remove that privilege. It ain't a fucking privilege, bitch. Read the fucking Bill of Rights, which is a higher law that it even forbids you to exist. You have been in violation of that fucking law since 1867, you motherfuckers. You have been in blatant violation of the supreme superior law, of the supreme superior jurisdiction in this country, and that's we the people. You have violated our law. You spit on us. You fucking run us under your fucking heel, and it's time to pay the fucking piper. Once we let loose on you motherfuckers, you think it's going to stop there. You listen on you fucking old chrome bitch, you royal motherfuckers over there in fucking Europe. You think we won't come over there and fucking smash your fucking ass? You're wrong. We will bring your fat ass little queen over here and hang her fucking ass in the public square. If the fucking British don't beat us to it, because I think they're getting a little sick of this fucking whose cunt you dropped out of is fucking royalty bullshit and paying them for the, you know, supporting these motherfuckers. You talk about welfare motherfuckers. These are the ultimate welfare motherfuckers. You work and you support their fucking sorry fucking ass. Well, because I'm the queen and I'm ordained and my family's the queen. Fuck you. We got the people to wipe your fucking ass off this goddamn planet. Now who's fucking ruling things? I guess the people will decide, huh? Dissenting judge, Shanna Lane, it looks like, joined by Judge Callahan, Iacuta and R. Nelson would hold that both of the state law and the 1997 county regulation destroyed the core right to carry a gun for self-defense outside the home and are unconstitutional under any level of scrutiny. The ruling continued, Judge O'Scanlan, or whatever his name is, stated that the majority holds that while the Second Amendment may guarantee the right to keep a firearm for self-defense within one's home, it provides no right whatsoever to bear, i.e. to carry that firearm for self-defense in any other place. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. The right of the people to keep and bear their arms. It didn't say in their fucking house. It says to right to care, keep and bear our private firearms shall not be infringed. That means you shall not even talk about it. Or you will hang for fucking the sedition you are committing by thinking you can talk about it. Those guns aren't just for fucking personal protections. Those guns are to get rid of a fucking communist fucking insurrection in this country. Those guns are going to be used for that fucking purpose. And when we get rid of the fucking communist insurgency in this fucking country, we're going after the cocksuckers in Israel and fucking Europe that fucking caused it, that infiltrated our government. That's after we hang every fucking treasonous son of a bitch in this country that participated. Every fucking treasonous one of you is getting the fucking rope around your fucking neck and you're doing the shit dance. I may die, and a lot of us may fucking die, but you'll be goddamned and go to hell if you'll ever fucking rule us, if we'll ever be your fucking subjects, you motherfucking arrogant pricks. Anyway, we're going to take our break. We'll be right back.
One day in, the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand. Sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free and lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate. Break down the guarded gate. There's not much time left today.
Life is a highway.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. Word from the Trenches is hosted by myself, Henry Shively, and by my brother, John D., United States Marine fighting tyranny. And I'm going to tell you guys something, man. The fucking Bill of Rights is our law. It belongs to we the people. We are the fucking supreme, fucking ultimate jurisdiction on this fucking piece of real estate. These motherfuckers, every one of you in the fucking Ninth Circuit, I don't know your fucking names. I charge you with high treason. I charge you with fucking insurrection against we, the fucking people, the masters of this fucking country. You have fucking attacked our fucking law, you dirty cocksuckers. You have no fucking, the only way you fucking take it from us is fucking with bullets. So you better get locked and loaded and get to fucking doing it. Now, I'm livid, so I'm going to turn this mic over to John for the tactical report. You got it, brother.
All right, Henry, thank you very much as always, and let me see if I can piss people off just a little bit more with what's going on out there. All right, I'm John D. U.S. Marine, fighting tyranny. This is the tactical report. It is Thursday, March 25th, 2021, 1543 Eastern Daylight Time. That's 343 to all you civilians out there, to all the retards who think, well, the courts, they're going to protect our rights. They're going to uphold our rights. Just wait till Mike Lindell gets in there. You know, the pillow man. He's got some evidence. He'll show the election fraud. It's all part of the plan. Trump's coming back soon. He's going to save us as soon as the spaceship drops him off. Yes, for all you imbeciles, Mickey's little hand is pointing down, and his big hand is just past the thing that looks like a little snowman. And you just keep waiting. Hold your breath. Wait. Trump's coming back. Wait. This is part of the plan. Hold your breath. Hold. Now just keep waiting. You keep waiting until tomorrow and next week and the week after that and the year after that and the decade after that. Let's get moving here. Now here's a couple of articles. I'm going to jump around a little bit. All right, let me see. Let me get back to where I was here. All right. Now, remember, people, you are at war right now, right here, as I'm sitting here talking to you. Now, what you may not realize is you were born into war. The communists have been waging war against this country since before you and I were born. But now, they've made their move. You see, on January 20th, the fucking international communists, they just marched right in there into Washington, D.C., and they seized the capital of this country in a military coup. Slow motion, on TV, live, national and international, they seized the capital of this country. Now, I don't know what your definition of war is, but I can promise you that definitely fits in there. So we are at war. The communists are here. They are identifying themselves. In fact, they fucking brag about it, don't they? They're proud to be international communists, which makes me happy because I'm sure they're going to be proud to die for that international communism because I'm really, really going to enjoy killing them. You know, I'm not a violent man by nature. I'm really not. In fact, I'm the kind I prefer not to be confrontational. I prefer not to fight. But when you bring the fight to me, you're looking for a problem? You came to the right place. I'm just the guy to give you that problem. And that's what we all got to do. We all got to have that fucking attitude because their attitude is they're going to exterminate us. Remember, there is no exception of the fucking communists taking over a country and then at some point in the future, there isn't a mass extermination program. They've got that directly in mind for you. Now, let's get an example of what they're doing here to further this international communism here, to get closer to that extermination day when they can start just wiping out Americans wholesale. Like those, the minks up there in the Netherlands when they were wiping out tens of millions of them because, well, they might. They were suspected maybe they had COVID somehow, some way. So they just euthanized millions of them. Well, guess what, people? All that was a practice run to euthanize, to exterminate you and your family, your children, Your parents, if they live with you. Your grandparents, if they're alive with you. Your neighbors, your friends. That's right. They're all going to get to be there in the ditch with you if you allow it. Well, let's take a look here at how fucking far these communists are going each and every day. Remember, communism used to be about instituting communism in this country in small, thin slices. As Henry used to say, the thin edge of the thick wedge. Well, guess what? Now they're jamming the thick edge of the thick wedge clean up your fucking ass, aren't they? Here's an example of it. Over in yourdestinationnow.com. Minnesota Cinderella. You know, it's a play. Minnesota Cinderella Theater production canceled after 98% of cast was white. Well, you know why? Because it was written about someplace in Europe where the predominant population was white. It's not because they were looking to write a white story. It's because it was written about and in a time when the population where it was written was white. That's all. But no, we can't have that. Not in communist America. Not anymore. Because in America, they're now going to try and make it a crime to be white. It's not even enough that you're an American national. Maybe you believe in something called, you know, the fair market system. That's supposed to be our economic system. We're supposed to have free and honest elections. We're supposed to have freedom of speech, freedom of the press. Well, guess what? They're trying to criminalize all that. In fact, they want to criminalize the mere fact that you're white because they got to get rid of the owners. Remember, this country is still, even after they've pumped in all of this foreign trash in here, this country is still predominantly 80% white. But you got to get rid of the actual owners of this country, which just happen to be predominantly white. So you got to make being white a crime. And that's exactly what they're trying to do. Well, they're going to make everything else a crime. You heard Henry talking about how they're going to make gun ownership a crime, carrying a gun a crime. Well, this one's interesting as I read the headline. Read it one more time. Minnesota Cinderella Theater production canceled after 98% of cast was white. Well, tell me, I'd love to know from these scumbags, exactly what percentage of the cast has to be non-white? 4%? 5%, 7%. I'd like to know where they're making this number up. Where did it come from? You know, I checked the Communist Manifesto, and I didn't even see anything there about that. These scumbags, these low-life motherfuckers, you get this stuff in your head, people, because when it's time to cut them down, you do so without hesitation and without mercy. Because when you cut that first one down, guess what? That's just the beginning of the line, because behind them is going to be dozens, hundreds, even thousands of more of these communist scumbags that want to exterminate us. So we've got a lot of work to do. And you damn well better get over the notion of being sympathetic to taking somebody's life, because they're not life. They're scum. They're trash. They're below life. You're not killing them. You're relieving them of being on my planet. There was another story I had here. Where is it? I'm trying to find it. No, that's not the one. Shit. No, that wasn't the one. I'm trying to find the story. Oh, here we go. Now, if you think somehow, some way, you're safe because, all right, I won't carry my firearm. Really? You think that's going to make you safe, right? This is where you take a 4x4 and whack it against the back of your own head over an investment watch. Biden administration urges. In other words, this is one group of communists telling the other fucking group of communists over there called the Supreme Traders what to do. Biden administration urges Supreme Court to let cops enter homes and seize guns without a warrant. Now, you heard Henry play that little audio segment, of Trump saying, first grab the guns, then apply the due process. Well, guess what? You know what due process you're going to get? You're going to be escorted over to the edge of the ditch. You're going to have your fucking brains turn into meat confetti, and you're going to fall into that ditch next to your children, your parents, your grandparents, your friends, your neighbors, everybody else in that ditch that you used to know. That's right. That's going to be your due process. Because you know what? When a bullet goes ripping through your fucking brain casing and turns it into meat confetti, guess what, people? That was a process. Let's see what this says here. U.S. Supreme Court on Wednesday will hear oral argument in Coniglia. It almost looks like Caligula, but it's not. It's Coniglia v. Strom, a case that could have sweeping consequences for policing, due process, and mental health. There we go. Let's go back to this real fucking quick, because they did the same thing in fucking China, and they did the same thing in Germany, and they did the same thing in fucking Russia. They always use the mental health industry to take away your rights, to take away everything you own, to throw you in a fucking prison, and eventually bring you over to that ditch where they're going to turn your fucking brains into meat confetti. Let's get back to this real quick. Where is it? Now, I'm reading from DSM, Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders 4. There is a DSM-5. The most relevant version of this is the DSM-5, but it will still have this one in there. Now, the page number will be different, but essentially, they don't change much of the previous from the previous edition. What they do is add new mental diagnosis so that they have more reasons they can throw you in prison, take away your rights, grab your firearms, take away your wealth, because they're going to have to put you under a state, I forget what they call that, when they put the state in charge of your finances and your wealth. And of course, all your wealth mysteriously disappears. But under here, DSM-4 on page 91, diagnosis 313.81, oppositional defiant disorder. The essential feature of oppositional defiant disorder is a recurrent pattern of negativistic, defiant, disobedient, and hostile behavior toward authoritative figures that persist for at least 6 months and is characterized by the frequent occurrence of at least 4 of the following behaviors. Oh, losing temper. Oh, I think I do that at least once or twice a day. Arguing with adults. Well, and that's in case you're a kid. Actively defying or refusing to comply with the requests or rules of adults, or in this case, scumbag governors. How about that? Let's put that one in there, because that's what they're going to try and institute in there, a substitute into there. And deliberately doing things that will annoy other people. Well, I'm always trying to annoy the fucking communists, because I want them to come at me. I'm praying. I'm begging them, come at me. There you have it, people. Let's see. Let's go on with this article, because they are going to try and apply this across the country. U.S. Supreme Court on Wednesday will hear oral argument in Caligula, and it's not. It's Coniglia, but I'm going to call it Caligula. Caligula v. Strom, a case that could have sweeping consequences for policing, due process, and mental health, with the Biden administration and attorney generals from 9 states urging the high court to uphold warrantless gun confiscation, to uphold warrantless gun confiscation, warrantless gun confiscation. But what would ultimately become a Fourth Amendment case began with an elderly couple's spat over a coffee mug. So let's get this right, people. Here was an elderly couple. They argued, they were having some kind of disagreement over a coffee mug, and from that incident, somehow it's expanded into something they want to apply to the entire fucking country, where they can just walk into any house warrantlessly and grab your fucking guns. That's right. Because of an argument over a coffee mug. How's that for fucking bullshit? You smell it? Yes, that's called communist bullshit, because they're just trying to make the excuse to do this. Let's see what this says, though. Out of sheer interest, in August 2015, 68-year-old Edward Coniglia, I'm going to call him Caligula, joked to Kim, his wife for 22 years, that he didn't use a certain coffee mug after his brother-in-law had used it, because he might catch a case of dishonesty. The quip quickly spiraled into an hour-long argument. Growing exhausted from the bickering, Edward stormed into his bedroom, grabbed an unloaded handgun, and put it on the kitchen table in front of his wife. With the flair for the dramatic, he then asked, "Why don't you just shoot me and get me out of my misery?" So, you got that. He didn't threaten her with the gun. In fact, he gave her the empty gun and said, "Why don't you shoot me?" Perhaps unsurprisingly, the tactic backfired when the two continued to argue. Eventually, Edward took a drive to cool off, but when he returned, the argument flared up once again. This time, Kim decided to leave the house and spend the night at a motel. The next day, Kim phoned home. No answer, kind of like E.T. Worried, she called the police in Cranston, Rhode Island, and asked him to perform, here we go, people, a well check on her husband and to escort her home. When they arrived, officers spoke with Edward on the back deck. According to the incident report, he seemed normal, was calm for the most part, and even said he would never commit suicide. However, none of the officers asked Edward any questions about the factors relating to his risk of suicide, risk of violence, or prior misuse of firearms. Edward had no criminal record or no history of violence or self-harm. In fact, one of the officers later admitted he did not consult any specific psychological or psychiatric criteria or medical professionals for his decision that day. Actually, this is the long version. I'm going to give you the short version. What ended up happening is they eventually badgered this guy into taking a psychological evaluation to make sure he was not a danger to himself or society, and he didn't have to do it, but because he felt completely confident in himself and in the system, he did it. And, of course, while he went to take the psychological evaluation voluntarily, the cops broke into his home and took all his firearms. No warrant. Anyway, you can read more of that story over in Investment Watch. But it's the idea that they want to be able to just march into your house any reason they deem fit and take your firearms. Because remember, in this war, before they can get to the mass extermination process, they have to disarm Americans. They're not going to disarm the fellow communists, just Americans that might have oppositional defiant disorder. All right, let me get over to my next one here. All right, now they're cranking up this fucking coronavirus bullshit once again. So I just want to remind people about that. That has not gone away. And over in Investment Watch, they're doing double duty in this article. Time to crank the fear gauge to infinity. Double mutant COVID strain will kill us all. So now they're calling it's a double mutant. Next will be triple mutant. And, you know, I was actually flipping through. I don't have cable television. I got something called Fire Stick. And so you get get some movies free with it, which is basically if I don't see anything good, I don't watch anything at all because it's all garbage. But I was flipping through in some of the B-rate movies they offer for free. And one of them was The Attack of the Five-Headed Shark. Yes, it's a movie. It's an actual movie. I'm not making it up. Attack of the Five-Headed Shark, and boy, does it look real. So here we are, people. Pretty soon it's going to be Attack of the Five-Headed COVID-19 virus. It's coming, people. I promise you. Because if it's not COVID, it's going to be the son of COVID, the daughter of COVID, the ex-wife of COVID, the cousin of COVID, twice removed. That's what's coming for you, people. And so you better go get the vaccines, and you better go get the updated vaccines, because the one you got just last week or the month before, guess what? That was for the old COVID. We've got the new COVID. We have Attack of the Five-Headed COVID coming. You better get your vaccine now. And don't worry about how many people it's killing. It's safe because we said so. Because we're the communists. We're running your country, and we love you. In fact, we're going to love you all to death. Let's see what this says. Time to crank the fear gauge to infinity. Double mutant COVID strain will kill us all. Another day, another fear porn story to keep the sheeple in line. You betcha. A double mutation in the key areas of the virus's spike protein may increase these risks and allow the virus to escape the immune system and make it more infectious. Now, I love how fucking brilliant this virus is. This virus is so fucking brilliant, it can tell if you're wearing one mask or two. It can tell if you're moving outdoors during curfew hours. I mean, this is the fucking most brilliant virus in all of universal history. And not just on this planet, but every fucking planet in the whole entire galaxy, in the whole solar system, and in fact, into the entire universe. This is the smartest virus that's ever been, people. Because it knows if it's after 8 o'clock or before 6 a.m., it's curfew and it can't infect anyone. What a brilliant fucking virus. It knows how to tell time. Anyway, it says here, Dr. Jamal added that there may be a separate lineage developing in India with the L452R and the E484Q mutations coming together. You know, they went on a blind date. And so they're coming together, people, and that's very dangerous. It's very bad for us because we're going to get one of these five-headed shark mutations. It says here, quote, though VOCs, which is variants of concern, and a new double mutant variant. Sounds like a cheap B-rate, doesn't it? It's the double mutant variant. The new double mutant variant has been found in India. These have not been detected in numbers sufficient to either establish a direct relationship or explain the rapid increase in cases in some states. Well, I'd like to know how they detected it, because the Corona 19 virus itself has still not been proven to exist. It has still not been isolated by anyone, anywhere, at any time on the entire face of the fucking planet. And whether you're above ground, below ground, in some subterranean laboratory, or you're flying around at 10,000 feet in some airborne laboratory, nobody has fucking found the COVID-19 virus yet. So how can you tell me you have found a mutant of it? You can't. You see, people, it's all bullshit. It's part of the communist insurrection in this country. That's all it is. Remember, COVID-19 is a political crisis, not a medical one. Now, let's get an example of this political crisis and how it's applied, because they're going to bring that here too. Over in Cryptagon, COVID nonsense. £5,000 fine, now this is of course over in Britain, £5,000 fine for anyone leaving the UK without, quote, a reasonable excuse. What the fuck? How about I just don't tolerate stupidity? That's a reasonable excuse. Let's see what this says. Also in Cryptagon and DailyMail.uk. Travelers face a £5,000 fine. So that's about $6,200, something like that. £5,000 fine for going abroad on holiday when a ban on leaving the UK without a, quote, reasonable excuse comes into force on Monday. The threat of fines has been extended until the end of June, making foreign summer holidays look increasingly unlikely as a third wave of coronavirus sweeps across Europe. And France is likely to be added to a red list of countries requiring hotel quarantine by the end of the week. Well, when I was growing up, if I remember right, when they used the word red list, it was always in reference to communists. I wonder if that's what they're actually referring to here, because that's what a red list is. It's your fucking communists. But I like this. You got to have a reasonable excuse. And who's going to determine if that excuse is reasonable? And since when did I need a fucking reasonable excuse as a reason to travel? This is your international communism boldface, people. You are at war. Now, remember what I told you. Both in, even during Persian Gulf, which I was a veteran of, during Desert Shield, Desert Storm, and even in all wars I have studied before, that's Vietnam War, World War II, World War I, Civil War, the Revolutionary War, the actual fighting, what we now call the kinetic action. The kinetic action phase actually constitutes a teeny tiny fragment of your time. It's typically less than 1% of all the time that gets utilized during a time period that you call the war period. In other words, all the other time is about everything else but the actual face-to-face, hand-to-hand, barrel-to-barrel fighting. It's about preparation, it's about misinformation, propaganda, moving assets, logistics. It's about everything but the fighting. So just because there is no fighting going on, physically no fighting going on at the moment, doesn't mean you're not at war. You are. You are at war right now, and right now is your time to get the logistical materials and the understanding, the strategies and the tactics that you're going to need for the fight, even though we're not sure how this fight's going to evolve, because there is no analog. There is no corollary to this in all of human history where the international communists have actually seized the entire planet at one fucking time. This is a completely unprecedented time in human history, because it's not just America that's under communist control and communist attack right now. It's the entire fucking world. because this is Operation Global Enslavement by the international Zionist Jew Bolshevik communists, and they're going to get to the next phase as soon as they can disarm us, or at least get a majority of people disarmed. Then they can engage in Operation Mass Extermination, which they've already started. They have already engaged with what they're calling the vaccine. Get your fucking head right, people. You are in a war zone. You are living in a war zone. This is a war. This is what war looks like. Notice how they're attacking us. Notice how they're attacking your fundamental rights. Notice how they're throwing bullshit at you and expecting it to stick. Notice how they're wanting to slowly take away everything that gives you freedom of movement and freedom to fight and defend yourself and your family and your friends. You see, that's what war is all about. You don't want to fight a well-armed enemy. You want to fight a completely disarmed enemy. That's much more preferable. And that's what the communists want. They want a disarmed indigenous population so that they can slaughter us that much easily. You are at war. Got it? Good. Unless there's any questions, I'm going to hand this over to my friend, my mentor, and my fucking war buddy, Henry Shively. Going once, going twice.
Oh,
you, Henry.
Goddamn right. Anyways, guys, the bottom line here is, remember that we the people hold the original jurisdiction in this country. We fucking fought and we fucking bled and we fucking won this goddamn country. It belongs to us. And we laid down the fucking law, what our law would be. First, the aristocrats. I mean, don't never forget that we have, at this time, we're not going to make the mistake that our fucking forefathers made. Every fucking aristocrat's going in the goddamn ground. And when they start this shit, the first guy they try to fucking enforce this have no right to carry guns bullshit on, it should be an attack across this country. Start down your fucking list and what are they going to fucking do? If everybody starts down their fucking list and just starts mowing these motherfuckers down, they do not have the wherewithal to even slow us down, let alone stop us. If you're not afraid, if you have a fucking spine, and if you care about your fucking children and your grandchildren and don't want to see them enslaved under communism, you will fucking pick up that fucking gun and you will go to work. You will put these motherfuckers in the ground where they fucking belong, and you will hang. Hey, go straight for the fucking head. Go for the head of the snake. Whatever comes up in your way, blow it out of your fucking way. Until you just go, if we come at them all at once and go for that head, they can't stop us. They cannot even slow us down. Get ready to fucking fight, because you are in a goddamn war. When they tell you, Americans have no right to carry guns, that's what they did in 1775, wasn't it? Now, see, when they came down the goddamn road with their regiment, they weren't coming to confiscate guns. They were coming to fucking instigate a fucking war. And they're going to instigate a fucking war here that they're going to get their asses shot off like they did in the last fucking time. Because we fucking far outnumber them. We're fucking smarter than they are. This is our fucking territory. We're fighting for our homes and our hearths and for our goddamn individual freedom and liberties. There can be no fucking higher cause. They will lose, but you have to fucking enforce your law. You have to enforce your jurisdictional authority, and you have to blow these motherfuckers. Like I said, don't just fucking try to engage little groups. Go straight for the fucking head, and whatever, I mean, everybody at once, go straight for the fucking head from wherever you're at. Let them try. What are they going to do? They're going to fucking run. That's all they can do. We grossly outnumber them. It's pathetic that we've allowed this to go on this far. And we just keep shooting. If you run into fucking somebody who's going to try and stop you from getting to that head, blow their fucking asses away and keep heading for that head until you get to that son of a bitch. And then we'll set up a common law court and we'll have a trial. And we'll have a public fucking trial after we've shot our way right to them motherfuckers. And then we have them in fucking custody. And then we'll hang them in the public square on a goddamn lamppost, and they will fucking hang there until their bones rot and drop in the street and the fucking dogs haul them off. This is what we have to do. And once we've taken this country back, when there is no longer any question as to who has original jurisdiction in this fucking country again, when we have it back, then we go for fucking England. We go over there to that fucking, these cocksuckers. We get the cocksuckers here. They're going to, we'll waterboard the motherfuckers until they confess every fucking thing. And we'll do it on fucking television because we ain't signed on to your goddamn fucking, international goddamn, Hague. Our people were fucking already subjugated when that was fucking signed by a fucking unlawful corporation that is not binding to us. You better understand that. None of it's binding to us. None of it. And then we're gonna come and we're gonna fucking, these monarchies that have been making life hell, these Zionist fucking monarchies are going down. We'll wipe you off the face of this planet, and then we're gonna live in peace and tranquility at a level that no one ever dreamed was ever fucking possible. Because like John said earlier, nobody wants to, I don't want to hurt nobody. I don't want to kill nobody, but I fucking will. You ain't going to fucking take, I will not be your goddamn slave. I look at you, I have nothing but contempt. You fucking slime ball. The only reason you get to a fucking place where you can fucking think you can stand and look down your nose at me is through unlawful secret societies, doing unlawful things behind fucking closed doors, and the dirty fucking church cabal. That shit is not going to rule me or my fucking life, and it sure as hell isn't going to rule my grandchildren. I will fight, I will kill, I will die, if that's what it takes. You motherfuckers have gone too far. This is fucking war. And that is, we will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. This is fucking war. And that is The Word from the Trenches.